When Rick Malley went to vote in a 2015 local election, he assumed it would be easy.
I didn't want to have to do a bunch of paperwork. I didn't want to have to argue with people about my access to voting. I just wanted to vote.
Malley is blind, and when the former Homer resident went to City Hall, there weren't any voting machines that could help him cast his ballot. None of them could read him the information through a headset. Someone offered to assist by reading the ballot to him, but Malley declined, saying it was his right to vote independently. Malley never voted. Instead, he filed a complaint with the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights.
And it was my right. I mean, I'm a veteran. I served my country. I had the right to vote. And it's not something I'm going to give up easily.
The Commission for Human Rights found the Kenai Peninsula Borough to be significantly discriminatory toward people who are visually impaired and ordered the borough to fix the problem. The borough formed a stakeholder group that came out with recommendations to make voting more accessible. Their advice: move to a vote-by-mail hybrid system. In this system, every registered voter would be mailed a ballot a few weeks before the election. They also recommended having at least 5 locations throughout the borough with accessible voting machines. Those will open 2 weeks prior to the election. But Malley was disappointed with these recommendations.
Well, I think every town should have an accessible voting. Shouldn't just be 5 communities in all the communities in the borough.
There are 28 precincts in the borough. Some already have a vote-by-mail hybrid structure. But Malley says finding transportation can be difficult with people with disabilities, especially in places like the Kenai Peninsula. Many areas have few, if any, public transportation options. And he says voting by mail doesn't work for everyone.
It's just people who might be dyslexic or visually impaired or elderly and not very good vision.
Johnny Blankenship is the Kenai Peninsula Borough Clerk. She provided support to the stakeholder group and says there's a reason for the vote-by-mail hybrid system. Voting machines that are compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act are expensive.
If we stay with this process, the way we currently do it, we would have to buy the ADA-compliant equipment for every single polling location. If we go to a by-mail hybrid, we only have to buy the ADA-compliant equipment for the 5 vote centers. It's a huge capital cost difference.
Once the borough staff proposes new legislation based on the stakeholders group's recommendation, it still needs to go to the assembly for approval. The commission gave the borough a timeline to make voting more accessible. By mid-December, the borough must start implementing a new system. Joanna Geisler is the executive director of the Independent Living Center in Homer and was part of the stakeholders group. She says the voting-by-mail system could make a huge difference for residents.
For example, wheelchair users trying to vote in an inaccessible voting precinct. I've heard complaints about that.
She says this stops people from voting.
Some people just stay away and don't even bother because it's too difficult. And after a while, it gets old asking for help and asking for assistance, especially for a civil right.
As for Rick Malley, he now lives in the Boston area, where he says there's always an accessible voting machine during elections. But 4 years after he made his complaint, he still cares about what happens on the peninsula. He says he plans to call the commission to negotiate more locations with accessible voting machines.
Maybe we'll get something different, or maybe something a little bit more communities or something like that.
But he says he's not surprised by the group's recommendations.
So civil rights for people with disabilities is only guaranteed, not by the Constitution, not by the courts, by the amount of money it costs.
Still, he says that some accessible voting machines are better than none. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.